Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we cut through complexity and deliver the knowledge you need. Today, we're looking at something huge happening globally in the job market. It's this rapid international move towards skills-based hiring.
That's right.
We're seeing it everywhere, aren't we?
Oh.
Tech giants, startups, even governments. Big ones like the U.S. and the U.K.
Yeah.
They're all shifting away from just looking at paper qualifications. They're focusing recruitment on actual measurable skills, what you can do, not just what your diploma says.
Exactly. Demonstrable competencies.
And this is where our deep dive gets really interesting today. There's one massive exception we need to talk about. Germany.
Yeah. Germany's the outlier here.
Right. Despite facing a pretty serious talent crisis, which seems to be getting worse, this huge economy is, well, sticking to its guns on traditional credentials. So our mission today is to unpack why. What are the cultural, the structural barriers keeping Europe's economic engines so out of sync with this massive global trend?
And it's a significant lag we're talking about. Just to be clear, skills-based hiring looks at your actual abilities, your competencies.
Yeah.
Can you do the job?
Okay.
Traditional hiring. That leans heavily on the CV, specific degrees, certain number of years of experience, paper first.
Got it.
And the sources we looked at are pretty stark. They suggest Germany isn't just slow, it's really struggling to even validate the talent it already has, let alone attract new kinds.
That just begs the question, doesn't it? Why? I mean, Germany is known for efficiency, for precision engineering. Why is it falling behind on something as crucial as finding the right people?
Well, the research points to sort of three main problem areas, three pillars, if you like, where Germany is systemically lagging.
Okay.
These are real anchors holding things back.
Okay, three pillars. Let's take the first one. You mentioned a basic failure, barrier one, missing national frameworks. So if companies want to hire based on skills, they need some kind of common language, a way to measure things consistently. Standardization.
That's exactly it. And other big economies, they've kind of cracked this. The US uses ONET. It's a huge database defining skills for hundreds of jobs.
Okay.
The EU has its own system, ESCO. But Germany, there's just nothing established nationally. No single way to define, check, and compare skills across the board.
Wow. So what happens then? If there's no shared vocabulary, how does the market even function properly?
It creates a lot of friction, distrust, inefficiency. Without that common reference point, every company basically has to start from scratch. They're all reinventing the wheel.
So, like a car maker in Bavaria defines an IT skill one way.
Right. And then an engineering firm up in Hamburg does it completely differently. It means talent isn't mobile. Hiring someone without the perfect CV feels risky, and companies waste time defining skills instead of actually assessing them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It just undermines the confidence you need to actually move away from relying solely on those paper certificates.
And that lack of confidence,
Yeah.
it feeds right into the second barrier, doesn't it? Something you see immediately if you look at German job boards. This obsession with degrees in the ads.
Oh, absolutely. It's everywhere. The sources say the real shift to focusing on competencies has barely even begun there.
Still insisting on very specific things.
Totally. Job ads are packed with really rigid requirements, not just a degree, but must have a bachelor's or master's in this specific field, economics, engineering, whatever, plus, X years of specific industry experience. The diploma is still king.
We see degree requirements elsewhere, of course, but the analysis seemed to suggest it's like on another level in Germany.
It is, and it functions partly as a substitute for proper assessment, which brings us neatly to the third major issue. A weak assessment culture.
Okay.
If you're not sure about someone's qualifications, the logical step is to test their skills, right?
You'd think so.
But Germany isn't really doing that either, not systematically.
This was the statistic that really jumped out at me. It sounds almost unbelievable for Germany. Only about 22% of companies there use practical skill tests in recruitment. Is that right?
22%. That's the figure from the research. It's surprisingly low.
That's wow. Given their reputation for quality control.
I agree. It points to a massive internal inefficiency. Structured objective tests are just not common practice. Hiring decisions, they still rely hugely on the CV, on that paper trail,
Yeah.
and crucially, on what the research calls gut feeling, the interviewer's subjective judgment.
Hold on, gut feeling. Is that term actually used in the analysis, or is it more of an interpretation? Because for an economy built on precision, that sounds incredibly imprecise.
It's more of a description derived from analyzing the lack of structured processes. If you don't have standardized assessment tools, what's left? subjectivity, gut feeling.
Right.
And this lack of rigorous, measurable testing just reinforces the old system. If you can't reliably test for skills, you fall back on the certificate because it's the only thing you feel you can measure or trust.
It's a vicious cycle then.
Exactly. So if we step back and connect these three things, no framework, degree obsession, weak assessment, we have to ask why it's like this. Why so entrenched?
Okay. So what are the deeper roots?
It really comes down to two things. Structural inertia and a kind of deep-seated cultural trust in the existing systems.
Let's talk about that inertia. Germany has these incredibly strong, established educational pillars, right? Mm. The dual system mixing vocational school and apprenticeships and the universities. Very highly regarded.
Precisely. And because these systems have worked so well for so long, producing high-quality workers for decades, employers are naturally, maybe understandably, risk-averse when it comes to alternatives.
They see the certificate, whether it's from an apprenticeship or a university, as a guarantee, a safe bet.
Absolutely. A safe certificate, as the sources put it. It's seen as a reliable stamp of quality control that's been proven over time. So looking at, say, a skills badge or some new assessment method, it feels like taking a gamble, potentially lowering standards.
So it's more than just habit. It's about trust earned over generations. Employers trust the process that leads to the certificate more than they trust just seeing the skills themselves.
That's a great way to put it. There's this deep cultural belief that the traditional educational pathway guarantees the quality of the person. And this creates what the research calls a significant mindset gap.
Especially compared to other places.
Yeah, particularly when you contrast it with, say, the U.S. or the Anglo-Saxon markets. They tend to be, generally speaking, a bit more flexible, more open to different paths, and quicker to adapt credentialing.
And this mindset gap makes skills-based hiring seem, what? Too difficult.
It's often perceived as complex, hard to standardize properly, especially in Germany's quite regulated labor market. The analysis points out that HR departments often don't have the tools, or maybe even the courage, frankly, to experiment.
Why rock the boat?
Exactly. Why challenge a system that seemed to work perfectly fine for 100 years, right up until this talent shortage really started to bite hard? Sticking with the known quantity feels safer.
But that risk aversion, even if it makes historical sense, How is that sustainable now? With the shortages they're facing, they must be turning away good people who just didn't tick the traditional boxes.
That is the core conflict. And this is where things get really interesting, because despite all this resistance, this deep-rooted inertia, things are starting to shift. The ground is moving.
Okay, so what's forcing the change, even in these rigid structures?
Primarily, technology. Automation and AI, the analysis is really clear on this. These technologies are shaking up jobs, especially entry-level ones, changing the skills needed.
Making old qualifications less relevant.
Much less relevant in some cases. A degree earned 5 or 10 years ago might not cover the critical thinking, the digital literacy, the adaptability that's needed today. So actual current skills become fundamentally more valuable than the paper they're printed on.
So the market itself is kind of devaluing their traditional currency, the diploma?
You could say that. Well, and we're already seeing proof that change is possible within Germany. The data highlights early adopters, typically startups, tech companies, digital firms.
What are they finding?
They're experimenting with skills-based hiring and finding it works. They're reporting real success.
Yeah.
It reduces the time it takes to hire someone. And crucially, it broadens their talent pool because they're looking beyond just those traditional credentials.
Okay, so there's a blueprint there from the early movers. But for this to work nationally, Germany needs a bigger plan. The sources laid out some requirements, right?
Yeah.
Four key things needed for change.
Yes. Four clear steps identified. Number one, Germany absolutely has to adopt a national skills framework. This isn't just about technical standards. It's about building trust.
Giving everyone that common language we talked about.
Exactly. A shared model so employers have confidence and can compare skills properly. It means a company in Munich can finally trust a skill definition used by someone in Hamburg. It unlocks national talent mobility.
Okay, step one, framework. What's next?
Number two, they need to reform their job ads. Consciously move away from those rigid degree requirements. Stop saying bachelor and X required automatically.
And replace it with?
With clear descriptions of the competencies needed. Focus on the actual abilities required to do the job, not the piece of paper you needed to get in the door.
Makes sense. Then number three, needs investment, I assume.
Definitely. Requirement three is to invest seriously in assessment tools. We're talking standardized, practical skills tests. Using AI matching tools, getting away from just scanning CVs and relying on that gut feeling.
Right. Start testing skills rigorously, effectively, and at scale.
Precisely.
And the last one. This sounds like the hardest one. The cultural piece. The mindset shift.
Yeah, that's the big one. You can't just pass a law for this. It has to come from recognizing the necessity.
How did the sources frame it?
Pretty bluntly, actually. They said employers have to realize that sticking rigidly to old diplomas while the rest of the world adopts skills-first hiring is basically a recipe for talent loss.
They're actively shutting the door on people they need.
Exactly. Excluding the very specialized, often non-traditionally qualified talent, they desperately need to fill these huge labor gaps. So putting it all together, what we see is a major economy where structural habits and this deep trust in old systems are creating a real competitive disadvantage. Germany's reliance on credentials feels increasingly out of step.
And the risk is falling behind.
A real risk of losing competitiveness, not because they lack technology or money, but because of inertia. Inertia in HR, in company culture. The tools are there. The need is screamingly obvious. The main barrier seems to be cultural willingness to change.
It really does boil down to that. The sources make it clear the problem isn't technical. It's not really economic, it's systemic and cultural. They talk about needing the courage to reset entrenched systems. Ooh. Germany built this amazing system based on tradition, quality certificates, but that very reliability now seems like it could be an anchor in today's fast-moving world. Which leaves us, and you, with a bigger question to think about. If a powerhouse like Germany, with such deep trust in its formal qualifications, finds it this hard to adapt to a skills-first world, what does that kind of deep-seated inertia mean for innovation and talent access in other major economies, especially those that also lean heavily on traditional formal credentials? That's something that echoes far beyond Germany.